wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Started off hot. We got a game, guys. A bracket. It's been a while.
Oh my, really? You're not joking?
No, really not. No.
So, all right. Let's see what you got.
This has been years in the making. I've been keeping track. Some of these come from Brent. I think one comes from Nature Boy, but it is bad bumper stickers.
Whoa.
That I've seen in town, or that we've laid eyes on. Not ones that we're finding online, but like, I know where this person lives in Dauphin and whatnot.
Yes. Okay.
So it's we got 10 here, so we got 2 play-in games here. So we're starting off first. We've got first up, kids up in this BITCH.
Is there periods between the letters?
No, I'm spelling it instead of saying.
Oh, it's like I thought it might have been like broken down or something. Okay.
No.
So it's straight up kids up in this. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then the next one is just BITCH on board. So which one's the best of the B words?
Now, B on board is just, it's just, there's no class.
Yeah, it's just a bit, it's just like baby on
up
board.
In this, up in this bit. Yeah. Hey, that's funny. Like, that's got some, like some,
nope.
It's laughing like, at itself a bit, you know?
I like the twist on baby on board.
But kids up is a twist on baby on board, but it's like a double twist, not just one word being moved. There's a couple of words being moved around.
That's too much movement for me. I'm simple. So we're split.
Okay, so Carter, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm with Trevor on this one. Kids up. Yeah, sorry, Brent.
So are we moving things on which one sucks more? Because at the end, it's going to be the lamest one.
Well, yeah, which one's always our problem.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
No, which ones are our favorite? Because they're so disgusting, basically.
Okay.
Like Mr. Mike's like, yeah, I like this one because it's the worst.
Okay.
That's our we got to define this better.
That was a good play-in game. If that was the quality of a play-in match.
Now it's going up against a regular seed here. So we got kids up in this BITCH versus F. Trudeau Modern Classic.
Wow. Like it's the new tramp stamp.
Mm-hmm.
An F. Trudeau bumper sticker is the tramp stamp. It's the live, laugh, love of the man. Of the northern man.
The Western, Northern, the Prairie Man.
You live, laugh, love, I F. Trudeau.
It's pretty little.
Both things we want to do, but...
Zen, and we get some Gravedigger coffee or whatever that idiot coffee's called.
Oh, Black Rifle, right?
Yeah!
Or is
it's Black Rifle. It just doesn't work because, like, no matter what, he's still one for... 20 years or so now, so
it's like, yeah, okay, guys, you really lost. Eventually you're gonna be right and you'll be like, yeah,
we were right all along,
we did it. It's like, yeah, but what about the 12 years before that? Cool. So I don't know, F Trudeau just lame.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a barbed wire tattoo of hate.
Yeah, like kids up, you're like, huh, I don't think I want to know this person, but they might have some personality.
If I had to interact with the person coming out of the vehicle, I would much rather have a kids up in this than an F Trudeau.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next playing game. I saw this one at Mr. Mike's. ASSMAN.
We can say that, can't we? No.
I'm just not a swearer.
Ass man.
Yeah. Versus, I go by this one every single day. I eat ass.
No, that one wins. That one moves on. That one's just, that is bold. That is just
that's
like,
criminal.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's,
just rude.
Just crude,
do I dare?
Yeah.
Do I dare drop something I've been saving for a while for this moment? All I'm going to say is that you need a little mystery and magic between the sheets. That's all I'm going to say. When you just put it straight out there.
Yeah, you know, you might attract someone with that, and then it was just a bumper sticker joke. And then there's going to be some disappointment.
Yeah.
I sold the wrong bill of goods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought you were hungry.
Ass Man is probably just a carryover from Saskatchewan's Dick Ass Man, too.
Yeah, of course. Dick Ass Man. Carter, was that just before your time?
No, we knew about that. It was like on this hour is 22 minutes and stuff like that.
It seems like Carter, you're the kind of guy that would have really appreciated the Dick Ass Man humor once they dug into the character and how dry he was, and like it's very good. Letterman really did a beautiful thing there. Beautiful.
I just thought it was Billy Gunn's car. I thought Billy Gunn was in town.
Okay, give us some more.
So it moves on. And so we've got I Eat ASS versus another classic. F. Trudeau is a modern classic. This is a classic. Calvin peeing.
Oh!
Yeah.
On.
I guess, you know, take your pick. Mm-hmm. Normally it's like Ford or Chevy or a Dodge. You know who doesn't get peed on? Sierras, GMC Sierras. You don't see them get peed on.
No. I have a personal...
Must be the best.
Yeah. I dislike Calvin peeing just because of the whole... I'll be okay. Do I need to go on a Calvin Hobbes thing here?
Yeah.
Like, how he kept any merchandising away from his business. So if you're using Calvin to pee on things, you're just wrong.
Oh, I think you mentioned this before.
You're just a bad person. And that's it.
Wow. I don't know. I
was going to say Calvin peeing, but now I know that these are unauthorized from the original artist. I'm going I Eat ASS, I think.
Versus Calvin peeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll move on I Eat ASS. Yeah, I do that.
This is the more... Okay, next one. This is the more recent one. Brent noticed this one.
Okay, no, hold on. So this is on my Facebook scanning of terrible things I get. But a fake Calvin and Hobbes comic with just the worst comments was, so Calvin gets his meds for his ADHD. And then Hobbes just turns into a stuffed animal and Calvin does his homework. And then everyone
that's
saying,
so depressing.
Yeah, but is it?
No, everyone's now you have.
But now he has a chance to like have friends, not be a loser, loner, weirdo kid who can't
with
function.
A doll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enter society like a functioning human.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and all
important.
The boomers just saying how, medicine is killing everything. Nope. Would they really support Calvin in his other ways? Would you? Would you Facebook people? I don't think so. So that's it. It made me double, because it is depressing, the idea of it, but then taking it to be serious and being like, oh, this is so bad to do this, but then would they support? I guess that's the Republican way, right? Ban things, but then don't support them the other way either. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You found this one here, Brent. Black smoke matters.
What?
So is this like one with like chimney stacks on it just shooting up black smoke?
Yeah, the truck went rumbling away.
Oh, nice. You know you're a serious trucker when you got black smoke stacks.
Peace.
So we have that one versus another traditional one. Dirty hands, clean money.
Versus
black smoke matters.
Black smoke matters. This isn't close.
Yeah, that's...
That was a 1-8.
Oh, dirty hands, clean money is a classic.
1-8.
Yeah. Like someone out on the rigs. Everyone else is selling drugs. That's the only way they're making money.
So was Notre Dame in the 30s, Carter. No one cares.
Okay, and then our final first round one, we got take Trudeau to the train station.
No.
That had to be explained to me that it's a code in Yellowstone for killing someone.
Oh, that's sad. That's even worse.
Or my favorite, this one, parks by co-op. It's a Dodge Ram, of course. And Dodge the father, Ram the daughter. And it's got like a woman bending over.
That's just funny.
Yeah, that's moving on.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It's mine too.
That's
so crude. Okay, I think I know where this is going.
That's like a Naked Gun classic level of comedy. That's why Brent loves it.
No, it'd be funnier if it was like on a Ford or something like that. Like someone's like, I just like the saying. I don't even realize it's a play on Dodge. Now that would be funny. I'd do that, but then I'd also be having that on my car.
Oh, if you guys ever come to visit, there's a store with like shirts with that on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like you want a sweater that's all covered in eagles or like wolves or like deer or like naked chicks on motorcycles on a shirt. It's like the best shop ever, you guys. The shirts on it are amazing. It's like every shirt is the craziest shirt you've ever seen. And it's like the guy getting thrown out of the bar in every small town at 1:30. Who's trying to get in a fight is wearing one of those shirts. And there's a whole store of just those shirts.
Wow.
So I think that's where they all get their shirts, maybe. I don't know.
All across this great country.
Yeah, all the store. Skids. The Hurricane.
Are they
the
cheap
man,
or expensive?
I think they're reasonably priced.
Okay.
And it's just sense. I'll take some pictures of it next time, you guys. I'll blow your mind. I'll blow your mind with these shirts. They are amazing. Nice. And it's just such a high concentration of them. It makes like old Calcutta look like town and country.
So next we got Kids Up versus I Eat ASS. Going I Eat ASS, right?
Yep. I think so.
Okay. Then we got Black.
Gotta move on.
Black Smoke Matters versus Dodge the Father, Ram the Daughter.
Brent, it's up to you on this one.
Are we looking for the most maddening or the best? I'm still unclear.
It's our favorite worst one.
Okay. Black Smoke Matters.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, upset. What a twist. And I Eat ASS versus Black Smoke Matters in the finals. I think it's got to be I Eat ASS.
Think it is too. To me, it really is.
Do I post
the final three? The final three were very good.
Very good. Do I post the picture I Eat ASS on the blog?
You post it to the group chat, but not to the blog.
No, but should I post it to the blog?
Did you make
absolutely. You should.
Do you have the power to make that the podcast picture on
like
for the episode?
Yeah, definitely. I was just wondering if I thought you were asking if you want me to replace the Flip and Danza with it.
No. Maybe he has an I Eat ASS
on the back of the car. If we were to ever update the logo, that would be it. We put a little bumper sticker on the back. 385 episodes in. Slap that on.
That's the big change. New logo. We consulted with many teams and firms.
Oh. Too good.
Damn. I had some students. We were out doing some hippie stuff in the woods, but then they had to make a logo for each of their groups. And then there was this group of German, French, and Japanese kids. And they put the first letters of all their names together into one circular logo, wrapped around them. And I was like, it looked like an actual professional logo. Like, it was like the best thing I've ever seen a kid make, and they made it in like 3 minutes by using the letters of their name. And one kid's like, "We'll do this, and then we'll do this." And I was like, "It looks like a famous brand. It looks like a Premier League football team's logo or something." I was like, "Wow, that was really impressive." Effing phone didn't show up.
No,
not till next Monday.
Oh no!
Oh, complete and the that's the holiday.
Is that to complete a collection or just start?
My phone?
Yeah, of your new Apple World.
Oh well, this is my
personal.
This is
the beginning.
Phone.
Okay.
This is the final ascension back into full Apple. Like, I'm using an iPad. Carter, this is insane. Yeah, and man. I don't know, Brent, if you I've gotten rid of all of my paper.
Oh.
No clipboards, no notepads, no calendars. Nothing. I do it all on my iPad. It's just my clipboard.
Why
and I have
you do
all
that?
My pages. It's so good. I can keep notes on tasks on everything forever all in one place, and like my to-do list and my calendar, and it's just all scribbling. Like, I have it set up so my iPad is just basically sheets of paper. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just drawing on it and keeping notes, and I can erase things and draw on top of them, and it's like it's all like one image.
Yeah.
And like, I just put my class list into it on a blank piece of paper, and I just like can write infinity long grades and comments for like the whole semester, so I can just keep like one notebook of all the grades and then just make up stuff. And it's pretty cool. And I have no more paper, which is amazing, and no more giant insane person calendars. When I'd pull up and, you know, sit next to somebody at a staff meeting, they'd see my calendar, and I'm like planning next August. They're like, "What is wrong with you? I have these hand-drawn calendars like Rain Man." And they're like, you know, they're sitting here taking their kids to soccer practice, and then this weird guy with blonde Kim Jong-un hair sits next to them and pulls out his hand-drawn two-year calendar with bookings planned for years in advance. They're like, "What the hell is wrong with this guy?" Oh, freaking them out.
I don't know if I want to I don't know if I want to destroy your iPad or not with this info that our family iPad, I looked at it for the first time in a long time, and there is an NFL approved retro bowl on it.
Oh.
So with teams and players and such. I looked at it and just looked away. Yeah, it's like, nope.
It's like, this is too good. This is some things are too good to have. Well,
but yeah, I looked at it once and just walked away. It didn't even, I don't know.
I haven't even played the college version, but I've been meaning to.
I think I might have made myself, I think I might have burned out of it by doing nothing but that for a year or two.
Yeah. If it wasn't for my stupid mini golf game that almost ruined my life.
Which one was that?
It's part of this like European game pack. It started out just as a smack talk.
Of course.
It's called like Plateau.
Okay.
And it's like a bunch of games. So they have they have checkers, they have this, they have that, but one of them is mini golf. And so if you sign, you can play, and there's like, you know, 20,000 people play it or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was in the top 100.
Nice.
In the world. Like, world. I have
was
like
this after Retro Bowl?
No, and that got me back into Retro Bowl. And then I realized I need to just delete it all. I have to get rid of everything. I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I just went cold turkey. Mini golf ruined Retro Bowl.
There's this new interesting game out on Steam this week called UFO 50. And what it is like 50 games, NES style. Like, there's a River City Ransom game, Galaga game, Dragon Warrior type game. But it's like from an alternate timeline. So it's like the best description I saw was like, you go to your grandma and grandpa's house and find out they have this weird system that you've never heard of in 50 games. And so it's 50 full games, not demos or anything like that, but 50 full-fledged, like, retro games that are new, like made in the last 2 years by the developers of this UFO 50 game. But yeah, it's like for this fake console called the UFO. And yeah, apparently it's quite good. So,
whoa, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was. It's sort of a homage almost to Retro Game Challenge. That was another thing. It was on the original Nintendo DS there. But that was a little bit more like snippets of games, I think, like that, but would be more full-fledged story in between and like reading the manuals of the fake games. Well, this is just like, have at it. Here's like two sentences about said games and go kind of thing. So I don't know. I just like that concept because that's sort of like I've talked about on the podcast, my reoccurring dreams. Is like going to like a Toys R Us. Oh, yeah. I go to a magazine stand,
and you find,
yeah, it's all this like, oh, I didn't know there was like Donkey Kong Country 4 for Super Nintendo. What the heck? And I'm just like freaked out. That's kind of what this is. So I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. I think you should pursue this and let us know.
Do we have, yeah, Trevor, do you have any feelings on Bomb Boat? I don't think anything will come of it.
Bomb Boat that's just sitting around being like, hey, guys, where can I go? Where did you come from? Where will you go? Where will you come from? Russian Bomb Boat.
Just drifting North Atlantic. But you can't take that in if you're a country, right? If
is
Russia
it
tells
like a horse,
you right...
Is it shaped like a horse? Like, I don't know.
Like, yeah, if you're in a NATO country and Russia asks to park and fix their extremely huge bomb...
Waiting to pulverize any city, port...
Yes, 23,000 tons of ammonium nitrate,
and make Beirut look like Town and Country gas station.
Stop it. So, yeah, Bomb Boat. It's not stuck boat yet, but yeah. But I've got my eye on Bomb Boat.